And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in the Granite State. How do you get serious about baking bread? French bread in particular, which takes hours to make and years to master. For Manchester resident Benji Ambrogi, the path to becoming a serious baker began in the late 1980s with a bad loaf made by somebody else, the man who would become his father-in-law.
And it was terrible. It was this typical first loaf, very heavy and kind of monochromatic and just not a very interesting loaf.
What did you tell him about his first loaf?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I said, thank you. But I said, yeah, I got to be able to do better than this. So I got the recipe out.
And he got to work. At the time, he and his fiancée, Sarah, were living in Southern California. To make the bread, he worked from a Julia Child recipe.
That first time when you mix flour, water, salt, and yeast together, and you watch, first of all, it's this shaggy mess when you first start to mix it, but then as you knead it, it comes together into this beautiful, smooth, very luxurious feeling dough, and then you let it sit and it rises. And to me, that was just so magical. It was the coolest thing, and I was just hooked.
Ambrogi was an engineer with a degree from MIT working in the defense industry. Every month or two, he'd break out the bowls and try again. Over the years, he and Sarah got married and had children. Life got busy. And years later, after he moved to New Hampshire, he saw an ad for a bread baking class at King Arthur Flour in Norwich, Vermont.
That kind of got the bug reignited, and I started doing it fairly regularly.
At this point, baking bread was still just a passion for Ambrogi, not a business. But that changed when he met a woman selling her products at a sugar shack.
And we got to talking. I was saying, yeah, I was thinking about selling my bread, and I'd love it if there was some kind of farmer's market around. She said, oh, I have a farm stand. Why don't you bring me some of your bread, and you can sell it at the farm stand.
And so he made some bread and some labels that advertised Benji's Oven Fresh Bread, and they sold well. Now, here in his kitchen in Manchester, Ambrogi cuts into a baguette. This is his test kitchen. When he bakes bread for sale, he uses a rented commercial space, as the city of Manchester requires. These days, he makes sourdough as well as baguettes.
At what point in your bread-making career did you feel like you finally got it? Or do you feel that way?
No, not quite. I mean, you know, it can always get better, right? And I'm always learning new things. And people will often ask me, can I have the recipe? And I'm happy to give people a recipe. But yet, it takes a lot. Just like you can tell someone the notes to play on a piano, but it's going to take you many years before you can play Mozart. You know, bread is not dissimilar to that. There are skills you get. There's a sort of a sixth sense and feeling you get.
Things like, when has the dough risen enough? Does it feel right? Right now, Benji's Oven Fresh Bread is still a part-time gig, but it's a passion that pays for itself with a little left over. He says he's not sure how this will evolve. Maybe he'll get his own commercial kitchen or a storefront someday.
The beauty of it is you can dip your toe in the water, see if you like it. You don't have to commit to something huge right out of the gate.
Which, for fans of Benji's baguettes, means trips to Manchester's Community Market or Benedict Dairy's farm stand in Goffstown. It would also mean getting there early, before his bread sells out. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.